Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Putting together bits of biological material to build new organisms is not an easy task, and the proteins don't always function the way scientists hoped they would. So a team of students at the University of Calgary decided to take that on as their project for the upcoming International Genetically Engineered Machines, or IGEM, competition. According to team member Emily Hicks, the students have developed a protein expression toolkit. It will help identify at which point in the process things are going wrong.
Once we get everything perfected, we think that our kit would allow people to be able to take a certain protein that they're not being able to express, put it into our system, and maybe see what the problem is. We expect that a lot of the problems are going to arise because of the misfolding, specifically in the periplasm or the cytoplasm. So they'll be able to put their gene in and perhaps use our inducible promoter to look at, okay, what level of expression of this gene is going to cause misfolding, and does this gene misfold, which would allow them to know what the issue is and maybe how to better target that.
Emily Hicks says this toolkit is a first, and it will have many applications for synthetic biology beyond the IGEM competition. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Technology Futures. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.